me and I can't remember.
Nice.
You get me to say
Welcome,
shit.
everybody. Well, you're on live there, darling. Oh, well, there's no holes barred here in Star Chat. Welcome, everybody. It's Thursday evening. I'm your host, David Wallace. Welcome to Star Chat. I would like to just say salutations to my dear friend Lowell for hosting our podcast tonight, and to my dear friend Nathan and Robin, who has come in to bring us her gentle wisdom and her lovely sense of humor. We were just discussing how the 28th, and this is a extra day this month, so we got a little extra day here in February, right? But February has been an unusual month for a lot of us that work for a living, and there's been a lot of changes. And then I got some very strong, I like to say downloads. I got some very strong downloads in my dreams from my heavenly messengers, who told me that March was going to be a month of challenges only if we resist them, and that March will be a month of using your intuition and succumbing to your higher self. So just let go of control. Let March come in, let it come marching in. And you may find that you'll be losing some old habits, or perhaps ending or terminating some friendships with people that have been either in your life relying on you for many, many years, or perhaps those were people that are almost like a bad habit that you've been relying on. And now it's time to break free from those things. The other thing that I got in my dream, in my message from my star family and my heavenly messengers, is that March will be a time of determination of the path. And so the path will be bringing us things that we don't necessarily want to have happen to us. But because we are who we are, and we know that thoughts are things, we release control of trying to control the narrative, trying to control the mechanism, trying to identify the matrix, trying to identify whatever reality is we choose to live in. And so March is going to be bringing us lessons. And instead of reacting, this is a wonderful time to learn how to laugh in the face of adversity. So let your intuition reign. I think that March is going to be a beautiful month, and that February was a very strange month for a lot of us. Robin, would you like to contribute a comment?
It's not going to come out exactly the same way twice, but February was interesting. It was awakening, and not everyone, but many beings in the in emotion of many ways. Many people were feeling it in sadness, and many people were feeling it in anger and frustration, and it was a flood of emotions. Some people had excitement and joy. I mean, everybody's emotions were completely different. But it came forth in a surfacing of what was wanting to be unleashed and brought forth for healing and acknowledgement. Wisping away into the wind of like you were talking of the Ides of what you were talking to, what did you say? The Ides of March, what was wanting to be whisked away in the wind. And it was funny, as things surface within us, we tend to do things in the outer realm, outside of ourselves. In our homes that are outside of ourselves, and we do things, and we fumble, and we fiddle, and we do things, and we get upset about things. So it was funny. I was driving down the road the other day, and I was laughing about our conversation about your cleaning up the beach, and you were so frustrated about cleaning up the beach, and it. And I was laughing because what was surfacing within you, what was coming up within you about was surfacing, that was wanting to be acknowledging within you, was surfacing onto the beach and your frustration with it. And I was just giggling and laughing. And you were describing this big, heavy plastic bag that you were dragging down the beach. And I just got a kick out of it as I was driving down the road and remembering that conversation. And I'm like, he's dragging this bag of shit down the road, down the beach. And it's literally dragging the bag of shit from within his gut, or, out of his mind, or out of his ass, down the beach, that he's putting in the garbage can. But he thinks it's shit from everybody else dumping, but it's really out of, something else,
Bingo. Oh, fuck, he's
out of an
cracking me.
emotion, or out of
I
fear,
love it.
and I was just laughing because, it was just so literal, because we all do it. I've been doing it. A couple weeks ago, I literally sat on my chair where I sit and hold my frequency machine and meditate, and I sat there and sobbed. And a couple weeks ago, I went to the grocery store and I was just covered with emotion, and I could barely get through the grocery store and back out to my truck. And I sat in my truck and I cried for an hour over
Okay. Yep.
really
Yep.
nothing.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
And then
Yep.
I was done and I drove away. But I
Oh.
just needed to work through it. But that is what we're all working through, and we need to not harness it and say, we can't feel this, we can't do this, this is not okay. These are emotions, these are feelings that are wanting to work through us, and these are why we came here, to let these things work through us. And these are all perfectly normal and okay. And they're beautiful. And we look at
Super.
them and say, right on. I'm
That's
doing it.
beautiful.
I'm doing it. I'm doing what I came here to do. And this is badass. And right on me. And tomorrow I'm gonna do something else amazing.
Fuck yes. Right on. Right on. And you're so, God bless you for that beautiful awareness. And yes, I was producing a manifestation of my own shit. And my own shit was coming out of the ocean in the form of microplastics. And it really took me to the next level. And then I produced an anger video where I was talking about Tiffany and Blaine walking up and down the strand, not doing shit about all the shit. And I was down there picking up Tiffany and Blaine's shit. And then I deleted that video on my channel and put up another video saying, anger is not who I am. But I was feeling it. And it's such a joy to have feelings still. I mean, after being chemically neutered by Beyond Earth sentience, it's like, hey, I can feel something. Well, I'm not an angry guy, but I do overreact at times. And it did. It turned out to be 2 45-pound bags of shit. And I loved it. I got so zen about, like, on the third day. It was like, son, can you take care of the business? I'm going to go down to the beach and pick shit up. And he went, yeah, dad, go on. And I was down there with this really boss grabber that I picked up. And it got very zen. All of a sudden, I got this beautiful awareness of that's why I was born, to sit here and hover. Because on the beach near the water are these beautiful little sculptural motifs of seashells and driftwood and seaweed and pretty little seabirds walking around looking for crabs. And then there's like 15 bottle caps, a cigarette butt, and a tampon dispenser. And I'm like, ooh, this is like how mankind is connecting to nature. We have the tampon dispenser with the little tiny baby crab looking for a meal. And then so I got really zen, and I would hover over these beautiful natural sculptural driftwood seaweed things that came from Gaia, and I would sit for half an hour and pick every tiny piece of plastic out and away from that. And it took 6 days of going back and forth that 1 mile stretch between First Street and the Hermosa Pier. And after 6 days, all the plastic was gone. And I realized that I was the guy that picked up every piece of shit on the beach after that huge storm we had, because we had 10 billion gallons of gutter runoff. Whoa, holy shit. So it gave my life such great purpose. And you know what? I had a really bad February financially. There's like no trade. I hemorrhaged money left, right, and center trying to keep my business open, feed my son and my fat face, and pay my bills. And so there's a lot of bills that I had to beg, borrow, and steal, or call up the company saying, "Hey, don't shut my gas off. I'll come up with a couple hundred bucks in a couple of weeks." And so it's just one of those months of like scrambling around. And so the best way to combat that, the malaise of the bullshit reality, was to go pick up shit. And it made everything better. I'm just like, oh, okay. So now I had this really wonderful dream that I wanted to share with all of you friends out there, is that March is going to be a beautiful month. If something bad happens, just laugh and accept those changes. So, Robin, thank you. I'm glad I brought you some humor too, by the way, because, sometimes I'm a little bit dour. Lowell,
Right.
how was
We all
how
are.
was
We all are.
thank you. Lowell, how was February for you as far as the workaday world? Did you get through it okay?
I don't work in the same world that you guys do in that realm. I don't have 3D employment. I am following wherever the universe takes me. But I can speak to February was spiking energetically. And the things you're talking about, both of you, these emotions that are spiking, this is the reason why. Start to think about all of the solar influence we've been having, and that there was a general like upgrade in energetic areas to begin with at the beginning of the year. So, we used to think that we were assimilating these things as they came along. Well, I've understood that yes, in fact, we did, but assimilation to me now it's awareness. What we're doing now is acclimation. Oh, we know it's here. And now we're getting used to those conditions because they're not going away.
Beautiful. And how are you feeling about next month? Are you receiving communications from Inner Earth about acceptance and humor? Humor.
I've been asking for contact and I got some last night.
Wonderful.
So I hadn't been outside recording the sky for a while. I think the last time I did was Valentine's evening. And so something pointed me to go out last night. Jupiter was so prominent in the sky, it just said, record me. So I recorded Jupiter for 10 minutes. Then Rigel was right over there, recorded her for about 10 minutes. And then Sirius was last, recorded her for about 10 minutes, and then came inside to see what I got. I got contact. You bet I did.
Boy, I want to say thank you for the work that you're doing, because a long time ago, you guys, Lowell and I, when we first became friends, and he was with me up in Shasta, and I did a presentation for him and Vivian Chauvet and her husband Peter. I did a presentation for Lowell and them about CLPT light packages and mathematical three-dimensional images in the new language quantum hypertext that I'm writing a textbook about and a whole syllabus so that we can start teaching it in schools. And the thing that Lowell is picking up on now is that CLPT and CLPF from ships to communicate with us is also happening on a galactic level from planets and stars. When you film the reflection of the sun off of Jupiter, the atmosphere of Jupiter reflects the sun's rays back to Earth, and messages can be placed in that by both the mother nature of Jupiter, the Jupiterian goddess, and in coordination with the sun, she can reflect images and healing power to Gaia, because the planets do communicate with each other, and stars do communicate with other stars. And this is something that's absolutely fascinating. Lowell has been filming these stars, especially Sirius, and it's unbelievable because if you zoom your screen in, you can see how there are definite coordinated patterns of high communication value. And this isn't part of some fantasy reality, okay? Thoughts are things. But that doesn't mean that we're creating a universe of star communication. What it means is that we're witness to it. It exists. And because of the gift of the dimension in which we live, we're able to see it. There is definitely communication going on from star to star. And we have to appreciate that everything has a soul. If everything has a soul, that means that everything is sentient. What do you think about that, Nathan?
Yeah, I think there's different kinds of souls. You know, I had a conversation with someone about that today. I think my dog has a different kind of soul than we do. I was talking to a guy about bugs, and I think there's all different types of souls, you know. I think I don't really know. I know we have a soul, I know that. I know animals have souls. I'm told that there are people out there that don't have souls. You know. I don't know. As far as bugs and all creatures and all life, I don't know. I don't know much more to say than that about it. But when I'm on the other side, or when I've been on the other side, it's all human contact or animal contact.
Nathan, did you feel the difficulty and the emotional peaks and troughs of February? Because Lowell brought something up also very interesting because he's a bit of an astronomer. The sun has had five X-class flares.
Oh, it was rough, very rough for me the past couple of weeks plus, like super rough all the way up through to today.
Were they rough because of the way you value love and share it with others and receive it from others, or was it rough with work and the daily grind, or was it
For me,
something
it's
else?
it, you know, for me, it's just how it seems like how you deal with things. We're going to be dealt things, and in some cases, when you're, you know, there's always going to be curveballs and stuff we're dealt with. There's always going to be the guy or girl that cuts you off on the freeway, and there's always going to be the person that, you know, something that had the bill that you don't expect shows up, or there's always going to be those things pop up in our lives. It's how strong we are and ready to deal with them. So for me, it's been more sleep needed. I've needed more sleep, and I guess a little more time alone and with my dogs. Of course, you know, we've talked about this before. What helps us be stronger to deal with all these things? You know, do the things you love to do, be around the people that love you and you love, you know. And, you know, the more you do that, the stronger you are. Like Bashar would say, you know, secret to success or a happy life is follow your highest joy and your highest excitement without jeopardizing your integrity or the integrity of others. That's like the key. So the more we do that, I think the stronger we get, and the more we deviate from those things, probably the harder it is to deal, especially for people like us. I believe for people like us are more connected to their higher selves or their souls, or we are kind of awake. And I was at the coffee bean this morning, and I was walking by a guy sitting there. He had these gold shoes on, and he had a book on the table, and it had an ET, you know, the common big head and almond eyes. And I had to stop and say, "Hey, how you doing? And what's going on?" I asked him about the book, and he was in the beginning stages of his awakening.
Was he
You know,
aware that he may have been had some hybridization there, or that he had a special role?
he was having precognitive like visions, and he was trying to f looking in different directions. You know, first he tried religion, first he tried just looking in different directions to try to figure out what was happening with him. And it was great that I was able to sit down with him. You know, we are the beginning of my awakening was back in 2010, and then really boom in 2012, and that's been 12 plus years now. So I'm settled in to it.
Right.
And
And let me just interrupt, of course. You're settled into it. And this is a phenomenon that I've come into with interviews on other sites. Recently, I did a interview. I was graciously asked to interview with Steve Neal from Breaking the Silence, and his partner Mary's. It's her site, and of course, he's a special effects guy. Worked on Star Trek for many years, costume and makeup developer and stuff. Real fascinating, gentle guy. And what I ran into is the same sort of thing I used to come into a little bit in Lowell's column, and it's the naysayers and it's the people that go, oh yeah, he's got photographs but didn't bring any, and you're comfortable with it is. But then if we go back, Lowell and I go back for quite a ways now, and some of the comments that I received from some of his tribe were, oh, you're cavalier. Or you're nonchalant. And it isn't that at all, because when we have a higher experience, and this does not include the way that we personally perceive the experience, we're just talking about a higher experience. When we have a higher experience over and over and over and over again, then we generally tend to go with that flow. And so we're in that flow, and so we are comfortable with it. And so when we speak about these things, it's not from some nonchalant point of view. It's from a very considerate, thoughtful point of view, where Nathan and Robin and Lowell and I, we don't talk about this stuff unless we've given it a lot of thought. Because it isn't that we are going to sit here and tell you guys on the planet that we care about your feelings, we care about what you think. It isn't that at all. We care about you because we're all the same. We care about and love ourselves, so therefore we care about and love you. It's not about who you are, where you're from, or what you like, or how much money you have. But if we seem to be th speaking and thinking from some authority, it's because we have adopted a familiarity with the experience we're going through. And it happens to all of us. People who think, oh, I wish I could see ships and I wish I could go on a ship, or people that think, oh, I wish I could go into Lemuria, or I wish I could understand more about the Haris Gomos and live with divine celestial beings. Well, you will, okay? You will, because thinking about those things and manifesting love will create those things. So we're all on a different level. And there's people that have a lot more experience and a lot more, really, I think, solemn, solid thoughts about what's happened to everybody. But we're not trying to have mastery of the subject. And that's what identifies this group from other groups, is that you have to release all the ideas of control mechanisms about the reality in which you exist and only exist in the now. So we feel things. February was shit. And it was a bag of shit for me. It was a big bag of plastic shit. And so March is going to be a really good month. And Nathan, what's your intuition about March and your hopes and dreams for the next 32 days?
I'm looking forward to a bunch of things on the physical side, and hopefully it's going to get warmer and beautiful, more beautiful days, and like do a bunch of cleaning of house and yard. Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting new people this month. That's going to happen. Finishing one particular project, starting two new projects, I suppose. Being closer to the end of something that I've been involved in for over 4 years now. That's March does feel like it'll be good. Let's see what happens.
That
See what I
sounds
say.
that sounds reasonable. I mean, and this is the thing. I don't think any of us are going to be clairvoyant enough to decide what horse is going to win what race at Santa Anita on what day in March. It's not what it's about. It's allowing us to let loose our intuition and let Gaia and let the reality of this existence in the now guide us and let love guide us. And I think we have to remind ourselves not to take ourselves too seriously and to garner the support of love and inculcate the reality of compassion and love. And I think we're doing this. And February was a struggle for a lot of us. And I know that some of our very close friends who we've had on the show recently, they've also had a tough time in February. And so things don't necessarily look like they've been, you know, difficult for people, but I think we've all felt the sigh of relief that February is over. And it doesn't necessarily have to do with things that are in the 3D box or any matrix or any other nonsense like that. It's been a little taxing. So I'd like everyone to take a moment to have a deep breath and think about inculcating compassion. And remember that love is joy, and living within love, to love ourselves, forgive ourselves, and to shed that that shroud of effects that things occur, and try and deposit those things on us. Let's get naked and take that horrible cloak of guilt and that terrible shroud of responsibility, and just let it fall. And let's start each month new, beautiful, sort of naked, standing in the sun.
Yeah, that paints a picture, David.
Yeah, you know, so we
naked, standing in the sun next to you. That paints a picture, bro.
well, now that's very interesting. That's very interesting that you should envision standing naked next to me. I have to say, I'm not the one that put it out there. You know, God Robin, bless you, Nathan.
Thanks, guys.
I love you too.
Now I'm picturing
I love you
both
too,
you guys
Nathan.
Standing next to each other, naked. That's really great. Weirdos, but
yeah, I deserve that. I deserve that.
But you know, remember, you know.
it's what we bring to the table here on Star Chat.
on the beach, everybody can see. Yeah,
you know, with all the plastic shit,
with plastic shit everywhere,
with all the plastic shit. You know,
yeah. One of us is holding a doggy bag while we're at it.
You know, Nathan, I have to tell you that this conversation, I've had conversations with Robin that activate my soul boner. And the one that we just had just is a complete zero.
It just killed it. Right.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. Glad
yeah,
to
that's
hear
what he says. That's what he says. And I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Oh, bless.
So, yeah. You know, we all have to have compassion for ourselves when we're experiencing all of the stuff like we have been lately, and letting the energy flow, you know, flow like water, you know, just let that energy flow. Because when we allow things to surface and be revealed and be let that flow through us, and it gives room for more of our divine love to expand within us. So we let things move out of us that is no longer serving us, so more of our divine love can flow through.
Wow. You know, Robin,
I want to come to Idaho. I want to go have coffee with Robin.
Yeah, listen, listen, she's.
I got
listen.
No espresso maker. You guys are welcome anytime.
Oh man, I good just coffee. don't get me started, babe. I can feel your love all the way here in California. And you know, Chantal was just on Lowell's show, and it was so nice to sit and listen to Chantal and to Lowell. And Lowell had some beautiful observations for her. They talked about going to Shasta, and Chantal does the same thing you do, Robin. She just emanates love. And I just love that about you, and having you with us is such a nice balancing sort of the feather that Mott measures the innocence of our hearts with. And that's you. And I just love you.
I'm glad I can feather your heart.
Oh yeah, you balance all that rough macho bullshit.
Yeah, with her lifted Ford F-250 4x4.
Right, yeah, and
her divine masculine.
Right,
they call it my divine chariot.
Oh God, talk about soul boner. Here we go again.
crew cab long bed or something.
Well, you know.
It's at the long bed golden chariot, right? with the 454 Hemi.
No, that's a dodge. That's a dodge,
Right,
Hemi-Warner.
okay.
That's how, I gotta get around, to all of my adventures safely. So they put me in a big ass truck, so I can get around safely.
You get around those Priuses when they get in your way.
I know, you just
Right.
go over them.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you're not an environmental hero by buying a hybrid or electric car. Unfortunately, power companies have kept the rates really, really high since the lockdown. And when you go into these nice, wealthy middle class and upper middle class neighborhoods, there's three or four charging points at every civic location because it's part of your human rights initiative. But unfortunately, taxpayers are footing the bill. Where do you think that electricity comes? Do you think it comes from the city coffers? No, it comes from the taxpayers. So whoever owns an electric Tesla gets their car charged up with your electric bill. And that's why they haven't lowered rates. And now the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is going to use this as an excuse through the Department of the Interior to try and plan more nuclear power plants so that everyone can enjoy unlimited power. So that's what's going to happen. But as an ambassador, I just want to warn everybody, start doing a little scratching around about this, and please be vociferous to the US government and to the Department of the Interior and to your local state assembly people and tell them that electric charging points are bullshit. And that from now on, there should just be one, and it should have a 20-foot by 40-foot solar power lens over it, a solar power panel. I wanted to show you guys a couple of things. Do you remember me talking about the giant Antikythera, the machine that is this mystical clock that's almost invisible? And oh, look, there's a march, a wedding march from a very old Victorian musical plate. And then look at this. Bum 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 ba bum ba bum ba ba bum ba ba bum 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 ba ba. That's the crop circle with Beyond Earth Sentient. And this was from the 80s. This was a very important one that occurred down in South America. But look at the disc next to the lower left cheek of the extraterrestrial. And this crop circle was massive. It covered some 7 to 11 hectares, which is about 9 acres.
So that was a binary, that's a binary ASCII encoded message.
Right. And look,
Binary.
look, 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 look. Bum, bum. Oh, look, there's a binary encoded message on a wheel. Bum, 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 bum.
Do you
Okay,
remember what?
look at this. You know what kind of gear this is called? Nathan, you're an engineer mechanic, and
I don't.
this is
Looks
a
like a.
very, very exotic gear. This is called a shell gear.
It looks like two shells, two snails mating.
Here we go again, naked on the beach with
Yeah.
Nathan. So
What's going on in my mind?
I can tell. All right, so what we
Two
have here is
snails, making, reproducing.
it's a shell gear. It's a shell gear. It's one of the most exotic functioning gears. And then bum 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 bum. Whoops. Shell gear. Bum bum
Interesting.
bum 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 bum. See this clock spring? See the wound spring and the unwound spring? Bum 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 Okay, so
Interesting.
what's really important for everybody to see? This is amazing. This is like that one is like 5 acres across. Either way, it's 10 acres in diameter. Fabulous, fabulous jumbo giant mandala from Gaia. I believe very sincerely that crop circles are a form of communication to both awaken our genetic memory as a species, but also Gaia communicating to our heavenly messengers who live above us. Remember that all the messages that we receive from the earth in the form of signals aren't necessarily meant for mankind, so get over yourself. Sometimes Mother Earth just wants to talk to other species and sometimes the animals, but I also believe that she's trying to influence our thinking. Looks like a clock spring that's unwound. So this also looks
Sometimes
this.
it's just energy needed within the plane of our existence that we are residing in at this time.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. There's many, many perceptions that are all valid, because whatever you perceive in this reality has to be allowed by yourself so that you can help understand your own perception of reality. See, anybody that tries to tell you that there's a matrix, or anybody that tries to tell you that we're living in the third dimension, or anybody that tries to tell you that there's only 11 dimensions, well, that person is trying to control you. They're trying to control you sometimes on purpose and other times incidentally. Because as soon as we start thinking about the reality that we live in and we decide what kind of reality we live in, by deciding and believing in that system, that functioning system of reality that causes existence, then you create that reality by your thoughts. So if you're a proponent of the matrix, what's going to happen? You're going to live inside of it. Because that's the reality that you see. And people that try and show mastery of the matrix are ones that have spent a lot of time in it. And so the best thing to do is realize that if you step away and look at something from the outside, then you can see that there's many infinite realities of different natures, some that we can't even conceive because our brain is too simple and our language is too dull. So don't try and control the reality that you live in by completing a construct or an image of what it might be,
Hey,
because you're,
David.
yeah.
Yeah, look at this crop circle. I mean, this thing is
Yes.
this one here. This requires there's like what's going on there? I mean, this is like a countdown or some kind of calendar.
It's
Is
both.
the
Do you see the feathers? You see the bird
Yes, I
feathers?
do. I do see the feather. I this one
Do you see
has
that? Do you see the eye?
yes, absolutely.
And it's also a magnificent, very futuristic version of sort of the Aztec calendar, isn't it?
Well, it's some kind of countdown, calendar, something. We needed to look into this one, I think, this particular crop circle.
Well, you know, it's crop circles speak to us for very specific reasons, and they can help you attenuate your Akashic record, whether that's the one from the past or your Akashic record of the future, which not very many of us get a chance to look at. Guarantee, maybe Edgar Cayce, maybe Dolores Cannon, maybe Robin, maybe you can too.
So it reminds me of a painting that I have one, that I bought in Peru that a lady painted. That she does a lot of sacred medicine, plant medicine ceremonies, and she paints these. She's a shaman, and she paints these paintings. This painting that I have hanging in my shop, and I was when I saw it. My whole body started vibrating, and so I it sits right here in my shop where I meditate. And when you look at it, there's so many different things on it, and it doesn't matter how many times you look at it, you find something different within it. And you can sit there and stare at it and turn your head, and you find something different, and you find something different, and you find something different, and it means something different. Every time you look at it, it's telling you a new story, giving you a new feeling, giving you new vibration. It speaks to you in a new fashion every time. So like this, when you turn your head and you see something this way and you see something this way and it moves you this way and it pulls you this way and it moves you this way, it's speaking to you in all kinds of different dimensions, which is how reality, but not reality, actually works because perception and non-perception actually works because it all is always moving and forming because everybody's perception, everybody's thought form and memory and ideas are correct.
That's right, because we have to be able to explain existence and the existence of our own reality, but we also have to be able to be free enough to want to be able to talk about different forms of existence. And just real quickly, Nathan, before you step in again, if you look in the center of that, there's a crescent. And what that is one planet in front of another.
Yeah, it looks like an eclipse hat starting to happen.
That's correct. Okay, so For me, as a maths theoretician and also a star child who's been on board and taken away, those are intermovable pieces, like a key. And each one of those rectangles and squares can be slid up or down. Do you guys remember party favors back from the 60s, 70s, and 80s? And it was a little black plastic square that had these red squares in it. You can move them around to count 1 through 10 and just move these little red number squares around. Okay. Any five and dime had them, like thrifties and stuff back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Well, this is very similar to that. It is also like a floor plan for one of the ships that I've been on, the big one, the big Carillion class cruiser from Star Wars, only it was the big round black glass one that Kim Jim had. That is very, very remarkably similar to the midship's floor plan of an interstellar conveyance. And the center is where they control the ship from. And if you guys remember my story, I talked about those big black sarsens, the giant slabs that were set up like Stonehenge and concentric circles with the controllers in the middle. And then the outside has perforations. Those are all the windows. So this is an almost identical floor plan to the center midships of Kim Jim's ship. And so that's what I was reminded of immediately when I saw this. But I also saw a calendar. I also saw a trigger or a key. I also see the connection between ancient Mayan culture coming forward and speaking from their past Akashic record to modern man. So I believe that this crop circle in particular was meant for human beings.
Fascinating. I'm going to have to look at this a little closer offline, David.
Let's move up to a different scenario. Suppose for a second.
I have a deck of cards of all of these.
Of course you do.
It's fun to hold them and like thumb through them and hold them. They do like vibrate you. Put them under your water.
I'm gonna have to look them up on Amazon and see if I can get a deck. Ooh, look at that.
I think I got them from Freddy.
Freddy Krueger.
Fred, yeah. Freddy, is it Silva? Is Freddy? Is it Silva? I'll
I'll
tell you
figure it
later.
out. We can figure it out later.
Yeah.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Now look, here's the large diagram. Amory Avery took this to the Chilean and Argentinian government in 88. And this one crop diagram, which is a second dimensional representation that shows us three dimensions, can't possibly have been made by a drunken farmer with plywood on his shoes. It's absolutely geometrically perfect in every way, and it also is a message on the disc. Nathan, in the future, he and I are probably going to find that recorded.
Oh, I see a big robin.
Hi.
Oh,
We lost him.
lost him. It looks
Yeah.
like Dave got booted.
We did.
All right, let's see. Well, I'm still co-host, so I could still drive. Let's see if Dave pops back in, though.
Uh-oh. Well.
Let me look at the participants.
What are your thoughts on all those? You weren't even chiming in, Lowell. What were your thoughts? So what are you
No,
refilling
I'm
your
just
heart?
listening. It was I The more I looked at the one that we spent so much time dialing into, I could see that exactly what Dave was talking about. That circular form had three sections the way that I looked at it. I was looking for differences in uniformity in all of those outside ones. And I thought I found some, and the closer I looked, no, those are all uniform. But where Dave was pointing out, like that next section in the before you get to the real center, I could see those were different alignments. They weren't all the same. There were like four quadrants that kind of seemed to come off the center. And I could see where if you want to communicate a different message, By aligning those things in that middle section, there would
Yeah.
be the way that you could accomplish that.
Yeah.
So,
that's what I mean. Like you look at it one way and then you look at it a different way, you see something different. And you look at it a different
Yes.
way, you see something different. Yeah.
Thank you
Roger
for that.
That.
Sorry, I had a little shutdown. The
That's
you know,
okay.
As soon as I start talking about cryptology and information systems, Big Brother shows up and just goes, no. So the images were really important to, I wasn't trying to dominate the rest of our conversation because, you know, Lowell and I have been talking about putting pictures up as opposed to going to just regular screen. So we were talking about sort of a magical Antikythera a couple of weeks ago, and it doesn't have to be that way. But when we look at the chronology of CLPT and CLPF and quantum hypertext and the programs that I'm working on trying to develop a higher mass language, in the past, Lowell and I have spoken about how you can look at ancient languages like Hieratic or Hyraic or Scythian or Akkadian or Egyptian hieroglyphs or Sumerian, and you can spin those symbols and they become solid objects. They almost look like organic machine components. And then when you do the same thing with crop circles, and you put those on a gimbal and give them 500 RPM, they go from second dimension to, and they start spinning and they look like whole solid objects of very, very unique origin. And so it's almost like when we shine a light through the quantum hypertext lenses and we achieve that three-dimensional shadow and print those out in a mass prototype or a plastic mass prototyper, then we have a three-dimensional shape that we can hold. When you spin crop circles and they make a very unique shape, they're not dissimilar to the formula shape that comes from quantum hypertext, linearizing the equations and shining a light through them for that three-dimensional shadow image. So all of these higher communication systems are a form of higher communication that explains organics being organic. There are records of higher mathematic solutions to give us zero-point energy, anti-gravitation. They're handing all these keys through ancient languages and modern mathematics languages to us. Now, I'm not saying it's from ET. You know, it doesn't always have to be beyond Earth sentience. It's also, I think, part of our own humanity. And what we're seeing is crop circles developing according to the feelings of humanity. And I also think that crop circles reflect the common bond that all humans and animals share. And so it's a manifestation of those things too. I'm very, very opposed to people that have an empirical final decision about the way things are. With my background in astrophysics and quantum mechanics, I'm going to tell you guys right now, everybody in mainstream science is trying to coordinate a world vision that the universe is 980 billion light years wide. Well, I'm so, so sorry. We can't even treat our planet with dignity without surrounding her with hundreds of thousands of tons of radioactive space trash. Do you think the same people that have coordinated that system of reality are capable of telling you how big the universe is? Let it fucking go. There are no answers, and there is no point in trying to define life down to a quantized particle or a deterministic particle or determine a type of control mechanism, whether that's the fifth dimension, fourth, third, second, or a matrix. None of it matters. If you concentrate on those things, then you will design that universe which encapsulates you. And if you think you're a smart, free soul by identifying what reality is, you're sorely mistaken, because that final decision that you've made based on your perception of reality is what controls you. So you limit yourself by designing what the nature of reality is. Mm-hmm. And I think that all these crop circles and ancient languages are all mystical keys that help us remember the great days of Atlantis and the great days of our higher altruistic selves. And it's trying to remind us, it's a living manifestation of cautionism coming through the surface of the planet to say, no, no, everything will be fine. There is no ultra reality control mechanism. Be in the moment. exist in bliss and harmony in the moment. The past is gone forever. The future is uncontrollable and unforeseen. Live in peace, calm, and harmony. And this is this reoccurring message. And then, you know, through CLPT, through my quantum hypertext mathematics language that I'm writing, I'm now able to receive information from source, angels. Remember, Eric came down and spoke to me, and he had beautiful butterfly wings. I receive images and messages from my friends from the Torah section. And it's really interesting. Recently, I was speaking to a very, very intelligent person. She lives across the pond. And, you know, there may have been some suggestion there that, you know, receiving information from beyond Earth sentience is just another form of control mechanism, except it's not. And until you've been on a ship, and until you were sat in a chair and had everything explained to you, and you looked out a crystal window and you got to go through space and go 65 light years in 45 minutes, until that happens to you, then you better not start telling me how the universe works. Because I know there is no idea. Nobody knows what's going on. Stop trying to identify it and just be. And if you can just be, then be happy and full of joy, because that's what's most important. Be compassionate and full of love, because that's what is most important. Be a musician, be an artist, be a dancer, be a sculptor, be all of these beautiful things, because they're all expressions of joy. That and sharing love, because that is the dharma of our soul job. And when we live our dharma in the form of compassion and love, always, and thinking pure thoughts of others and wonderful thoughts of life and love, then we're able to finally go to source when it's our time. And our dharma is converted to karma, and the karma explains everything to heaven. And then you're given a choice about what you want to do with your spirit. Would you like to be reborn? Would you like to go back and serve man? What reality do you want to live in? Do you want to be an angel? Do you want to work as a spirit who helps guide mankind? What would you like to do? And we're given those gifts as options when we live the most pure, happy, selfless life we can. And that means sharing the truth. And that's why I'm so happy to be with Lowell in his quest, and with Nathan in his journey, and with Robin in her unbelievable way to describe how wonderful everything is in the now. Lowell, do you sort of harmonize with that idea?
100%. 100%. When you began the podcast today, and you were describing your February, and you were looking for consensus, I have to tell you, it was not mine. It energetically, absolutely, there are things that are changing. And I think the energy is responsible in however it interprets through people. To me, it sounds, Dave had a freaking tower moment in February, big tower moment. So here is the end of something. To me, it just says, you're clearing, buddy. Wait, there's something else coming your direction. We all know it. You sensed it. It's just a matter of waiting out the clock. But it comes to a point where at some point the energy is built up and just needs to be expressed in some way. There was yours. It, as Robin pointed out, you expressed it in a meltdown, picking up plastic on the beach. And so here, that was your way of purging it out. Then you helped us understand it by documenting it for a while. And then you, yes, probably thought better of my expression after the fact, but that's who you are. And so in order for your emotions to speak, and that's what makes every one of us human beings precious, is the energy that our emotions evoke, because it always changes the situation. And where the heart for every person in the tribe is in the right spot. I know what your intent is, and it's to make things better. Observe a situation, and I'm going to do whatever I can to make it better. That's why I hang with you all, because if you weren't that way, my attention would go elsewhere, but it doesn't. No, I know what kind of vibration you people float at, and it just feeds mine. So it's great. I wouldn't know the things I know about beyond Earth sentient contact had Dave not crossed my path and provided all of us, not just me. He didn't say, hey, Lowell, here's how you do it. He told us all how to do that. We documented it so that you can all follow it. So if you have been paying attention and if you followed some of his advice, I did. All I can tell you is I got results. I got results again last night, and I documented them again for you all to see. The point is, I had been told there was going to be greater contact beginning last year. Am I the only one that's experiencing and documenting it? I don't think so.
Wow. Yeah, you are living testament. Just like they try and help me, because I know people want proof and they want to see pictures. And it's that one time we did a podcast together and I was talking about just thinking about them, and then they show up, and then we had that giant interstellar conveyance that was going that way across the horizon until I said, hello. And it turned around and shined that bright beacon on me. That's a CLPT flash to let me know that they recognize my spirit. And that was from many, many miles away, many miles away. And it didn't blink. It didn't have any kind of sound. It wasn't like a jet or a helicopter. And then we saw the helicopter go past it. And I think that was somehow timed to give human beings perspective of what we were actually witnessing. I don't like calling upon them for parlor tricks because I respect them very much. You see, they're not interested in trying to convince anybody or prove a specific type of reality that we live in. All they want is for us to be happy and to love each other and to respect the animals and the planet. That's all they want, because once we start doing that again, then we'll go back into the natural path of evolution that mankind and humankind is meant to go into. There's no conditions. There's no laws. You know, everyone follows the universal law of love. They do. They recognize the divine creator just like we recognize God, and we feel God's love every day, just like Gaia's love. So there is no name for the universe. There is no name or control mechanism for the way things work. If you believe that there's some sort of box that you need to create in order to explain things away, then you'll forever be trapped into it. So let all those concepts and notions about the divine existence go. Because once you start trying to identify things, you start controlling them. So just be, and be that loving spirit. And I think that's the message for March that's come across to me. And I know that you're feeling it. And the work you're doing right now with Starlight is absolutely gobsmacking. And I can't wait to screenshot some of those, blow them up, and look at some of the geometric patterns that the stars are producing. I've already started a collection of screenshots to share with you, and that'll probably be the end of next week, because there is a lot of stuff going on. Robin, are you doing anything special in March that will help you continue to be the loving special spirit that you are?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff happening right now. I'm actually looking to buy a new building for the shop. It's expanding. Right now, I have a message that's coming through that they want to say for something that you were saying just a bit ago. They just want to remind everybody that we're not going to source or searching for source. We're never separate from source. We are part of source. We're not going to return to source. We're never away from source. This is what we are. We're particle of the essence of all that is, and there we can never be from that. They're wanting to remind everybody of who they are and who they're becoming into this new divine realm that we're stepping into. And that the awakening of humanity is within, not outward. And the dimension of how deep the universe that you were speaking of, they're saying it is unfathomable of how deep it goes, and it would be more beneficial to you to search for the universe within, for that is the focus of where your divine spark goes.
That's a beautiful message, and that was very clear. Very, very clear. Thank you. You are the feather of Mott, and you put my heart and the feather on the scale, and I feel light as a feather from your information. Your words have truth. I think very much that you're correct. We are source because we are divine. We are love. We are healing. We are these things. We live them every day. And there is no going to source when you are in source. When you generate that type of powerful compassion and love, then it exudes and attracts. And everything, all the gifts that you have that you give to everyone around you, come back to you in spades from both the reality in which we exist and the realities that we may never see. I think that was very beautiful, Robin. Thank you. I'd like to thank everybody for coming to Star Chat tonight. I hope that we had a similar cognitive experience and that Nathan and Robin and Lowell had something lovely to impart upon all of us. Remember that the month of March will be a gift, and to allow the lessons that we shed to pass through us. Thank those experiences like a little Buddha, like a little Bodhisattva. Thank those experiences for the lesson we learned from them. Release the pain and wake up tomorrow feeling beautiful, healthy, and full of joy. This has been David Wallace on Star Chat. We will see you on Star Chat next Thursday. Have a good evening, everybody. Thank you very much.